Well, Donna, we're here at the Harvest Rally. Normally, during harvest time, we're talking about the pressure that's at the head of the field and fighting it out with your rivals in the Focus WRC. But it's a different story today because you've got yourself a Skoda, an Opel Skoda, and the car livery of what James Cullen had it in 1988. It's getting a lot of attention. I suppose you might give us a bit of a background, first of all, to the car.
Yeah, well, I suppose there was a friend of mine that had built the car over possibly the best part of 5 years, and he said in passing one day that he might sell it, and that was the deal done. He didn't have to talk much longer. It's a beautiful car, and obviously we put it back in James's colours, and the old identity, JZP252, so iconic car in terms of Irish rallying, in terms of Donegal, very special. Obviously 1988, James was second overall in Donegal, behind the works Cosworth of Mark Lovell, and you know, James definitely knew how to drive the car. I'll not do it the same justice, but it's a great that we can showcase it, you know, and it is a bit of a tribute to you know, past heroes of Irish rallying.
Yeah, what's it like to drive out the stages? You are doing 00 today, but I'm sure you're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, it's a lovely car to drive, more predictable than you'd think. Yeah, really enjoying it, not doing anything crazy, but having a good laugh.
Yeah. The spectators are enjoying it as well. They're enjoying seeing the car out there, and particularly here at the service area, they're in their droves, watching what's going on at service with it and getting the photographs of the car.
Yeah, it's really, we've been taken by surprise just the amount of interest and the amount of people that remember the car in that colour scheme, you know. So, yeah, it just shows how popular James was back in the day. That was near 30 years ago. So, yeah, it's great, and the attention is, yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, and it's a car as well. Bertie Fisher had it. I think Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGinnigan was in it at one stage as well, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, the car had been in Ireland for a long time. It passed through many hands. Dennis Cronin was the last man down in Cork to rally it here in Ireland, you know. So, yeah, it's a privilege to be able to do it, you know. Yeah.
So was this the new direction of Donal Kelly? You're going to Italy next week to take the Metro with you to another classic event. Is this the way we're going to see you now over the next couple of years, these older type cars, the more fun machinery?
I don't think so. You know, I damaged my my Focus down in Clare 2 weeks ago, and it wasn't going to be available for the event, you know, that's why we took that car out. You know, we intended to compete in the Focus next year, but I just love driving cars, you know, and to be able to drive and get the honour to drive these older cars, it's just brilliant. So yeah, looking forward to going to Italy. There's a big gang heading, there's 15 of us going, and it's going to be an experience. Yeah.